let's get to our meteorologist on the Trocare College WBEN live line, Andy Parker. So, Andy, people who got into their cars at about 11 o'clock this morning looked at the thermometer in the car, and it was like 65 degrees, and now those same people are looking at the same thermometer, and it's 30, 31. What in the name of all that is holy happened today?
Yeah, we were living under this nice little bubble of warmth for a couple of days, and the bubble has burst, or at least slid away anyway. So the cold air comes rushing in, and cold always beats warm in these battles. Warm never wins. And when the cold comes in, it undercuts. It slides underneath the warm air. And then when that collision happens, that's when you start to see the winds get real turbulent and people's totes got pushed around. Somebody commented that their grill slid across the back patio right as they were watching. Those gusts of wind came in. Temperature drops. I mean, it was right at the noon hour. We hit 64 degrees, tied a record for today's date, and then it dropped 20 degrees in an hour and has just kept going. The thermometer at my house just hit 30. We're now below 32 in most locations in Western New York, outside of maybe a couple of lakeshore communities. But anything that was wet, if you got rained on this afternoon, it really hasn't had a chance to dry out. And so it's that water that's now beginning to freeze up, or will, any puddles out there. If it looks wet, treat it gently, because it's a very good chance it could be icy. On some travels I had today, I mean, they were spreading rolled salt pretty liberally across the area. They haven't had to do it in a while. So I think the majors and any of the well-traveled routes will be salted, but it's going to be the secondary roads and your sidewalks that could offer you the slipperiest situation tonight.
Very interesting. So cold always beats hot. I will keep those words in mind as sage words. Andy, what do we have coming up? Can you give us any glimmer of hope whatsoever that we're going to have a day that started out like today and is actually going to stay like today and not disintegrate into this mess we've got right now?
Yeah, today the bottom dropped right out, literally and figuratively. And what we're going to find is if this wind continues, if you don't like the gusts of wind hitting your house, after midnight we'll start to see those gusts of wind ratchet down. The lake effect machine is about to kick on. We've seen Lake Michigan light up, Lake Huron light up, and Lake Erie is about to light up. Is it going to be that single band blasting snow up to your waist? No, it's not. It's going to be more bursts of snow, little fingers of snow, enough to give dusting to coatings anywhere along the lake. But it's going to be some of the hills of southern Erie, Chautauqua, Cattaraugus, and Wyoming County that collect about 1 to 3 inches of snow. Now, tomorrow, the bonus February day. We don't often get the 29th, but this one is going to be a cold one. We're in the 20s for breakfast. We're in the 20s for lunch. And 20s for dinner. You're going to need the parka. Dog owners are rejoicing, and you say, well, why is that? Because they will not have to wipe their muddy paws. The ground will be frozen in the morning and all day. But you were looking for a glimmer of hope, and I want to give that to people, too, because they always, Western New Yorkers always look for the other shoe to drop, right? We were given something nice, and then now it's going to be taken away. Well, it's going to come right back. Friday, we've got sunshine, temperatures in the upper 40s, a really nice day there. Saturday, sun and clouds. We're in the 50s. Sunday, the 60s are back, right? And we'll get some sunshine. No rain in there either. But then, Tom, Monday, if you missed out this time around, let's say you're working, you didn't get outside. Oh, if I only could have done. Monday could be warmer than the day we had yesterday. Now, we hit 68 for a record high. And I'm saying Monday's got a shot at 70, legit, around Western New York. And we'll keep the warmth rolling until Tuesday, and then we'll settle back down. But the drop-off will not be quite as severe. We'll go from the 60s to the 40s. But it does look like the first half of March, I'll take you all the way to St. Paddy's Day since we're talking, and it looks like we can avoid any large winter weather events out to St. Paddy's Day. And that doesn't mean that we won't have a little bit of snow at night when it cools down, but it's not gonna stick around. I see a lot of 40s and 50s, not 20s and 30s in the ultra long range forecast.
Well, looking back in antiquity, we did have a pretty nasty St. Patrick's Day blizzard one year, way back when, in the days of yore. Andy, I need to ask you one more thing. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, But, you know, having lived here all but 3 years of my life, having experienced Wide Right, the Music City Miracle, and 13 Seconds, I've come to expect or at least prepare for the worst. And I have this horrible feeling that Eclipse Day is going to start out sunny and absolutely gorgeous. By the time 12 noon rolls around, we're going to start to get a little cloudy. By the time 2 o'clock comes around, it'll be mostly cloudy. And by the time 3 o'clock rolls around, it'll be cloudy with a very low cloud cover and rain, because it's just what we do. It's like we're not allowed to have nice things. When you historically, I don't know if you've done this yet, and if you haven't, I don't blame you, but historically, April 8th, my understanding is that as long as records have been kept, there's a 40% chance of rain.
I did look back. I haven't done the deep dive because I did what I would call a cursory overview. I looked at the cloud cover and precip, but that's for the whole day. And there's only about a 40% chance of us going through with a sunny, rainless April 8th when you look at the statistics. But what I want to do, and what I'll drop this on your show exclusively. I'm going to look at specifically the afternoon hours from noon to 4 on those April 8th, going back as far as I can get the data. And we'll take a look at specifically the afternoons, because when you look at a day at a whole, that's midnight to midnight. And it doesn't always offer up the same statistics. And then I'll take a peek at a 3-day period, the day before, the day of, and the day after. And we'll look at a 3-day window and say, what is the odds of this in a 3-day window? And I'll give this to you in easily digestible prose so that we can all kind of wrap our head around the odds of seeing this thing. And I really do hope we get a good peek at it. But yes, you, as you mentioned, the odds are kind of against us going into this one.
I was hoping for the forecast in poetry as opposed to simple prose, and I think that would be a very fitting artistic tribute to you. I'm just saying, I know you could pull it off, if anybody could pull it off. Just out of curiosity, I know that people like to have a meteorologist at their fingertips, and you just happen to be a man who can help us out with that.
I do. You know what? I have a lot of buddies who text me for golf, other people for boating, people for snow. I've got snowplow drivers that ping me, and I've got a number for you. I'm going to give the same number that I give my friends that you have on yours. It's 503-2639. 503-ANDY. And if you text the word weather, you'll get a quick response, a link if you want to find out more. If you've got a specific question, I'm in Amherst. I've got to drive to Springville in the morning. What is it going to be like? Text me like I'm your friend, best friend. Shoot it in there. You'll get a response back, and it's a great way to do it. So it's 503-2639 in the 716, or it's 503-ANDY if you want to pop it in your phone. Use it when you want to.
Just out of curiosity, I know that you're a very modest and humble man, but do you ever think back to your forecasting prior to the blizzard of 22 and realize that you absolutely saved human lives, probably lots of human lives?
Prior to that storm, I've forecast so many storms going back to the early 90s with Tom Joels at multiple stations in the market. And that's the one that I think, when you look back at it, even a couple days and more so a couple weeks and months, it's the feedback you get directly from the people who we helped that really it sank in. Back in the day, you deliver something on TV, you never hear from the viewers unless they see it at the grocery store. But this was a way they immediately came back through text and email and on your radio shows. And that was powerful that so many people were able to get some information that helped them in some way, either big or small, get through that weather scenario. And yes, that one, it was impressive to me, the reach that WBEN has and the ability for radio and the stuff that I do on my social media for weather. It's amazing how much it did provide a service to people, and I'm happy to keep doing it. And it's kind of what drives me It's what got me into the business. I enjoy weather, and it was always great to kind of help people stay one step ahead of whatever Western New York weather throws at them. So absolutely, I can say that storm in particular was one that was eye-opening.
I would guesstimate, Andy, that you probably saved dozens and maybe hundreds of lives with being on this program and through your own social media outlets with your forecasting. We had you on the first hour of the program, I think, every day that week, maybe starting on Tuesday, and you were sounding a clarion call. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. This is the real deal. And without you and your dedication to your craft, skill, and profession, I think the death toll would have been far in excess of the unacceptable number of 50 that we had. And Andy, I think a lot of people in Western New York are very grateful that you are part of the fabric of the community. So thank you for what you do.
You got it, Tom. Pleasure to talk to you today.
Pleasure to have you. Andy Parker, meteorologist on News Radio 930 WBEN.